Good morning, Professor.
Hi, good morning, Julia.
So what are some of the consequences of using antibiotics for longer than necessary?
So the main thing we worry about is antibiotic resistance. So the more antibiotics that you take, the more that gets contaminated in the environment, the more your bugs in your stomach or in your gut are exposed to, and that can generate resistance. But antibiotics can also cause side effects. So the main one is called Clostridium difficile diarrhea, is where the good bacteria in your gut are killed off, and then this bad bug can come in and cause quite serious diarrhea sometimes.
Right. And how does this relate to superbugs? Well, you mentioned that a longer course of antibiotics will make them more immune. Or will it kill these bugs off?
Yeah, so the main concern is that you expose the bugs in your gut to antibiotics, and the ones that don't get killed off are the ones that hang around and can cause later infection and resistance. So that's, I guess, what we call the superbug infections.
Okay. And even though there hasn't been much research so far, how much of a problem do you think this will be for Australia?
Oh, look, I think it's fairly likely. I think, the most common situation is, a doctor will write out a script and it comes in a pack, and that's the sort of pack that you get given, and that's the doctor says take it till it's finished. That pack actually isn't always the same as what you actually meant to take. So, for example, for a lot of infections, only a couple of days or 3 days might be necessary, but the pack comes in 7 days. So you get more than you need.
Right. And what questions should patients be asking their doctors to ensure they don't get overly prescribed medication?
So I guess the first question is, do you need to take your antibiotics till you're better? Till the pack's finished or till you're feeling better? If the answer is that you need to take the whole course, then just check what actually that length of the course is, because the pack may be longer or shorter than that course. And then for very serious infections, obviously sometimes there are very legitimate reasons for giving long courses of antibiotics, and just make sure that you know what that is. And for serious infections, at least, you may well need to take a longer course of antibiotics.
So it is just a matter of a few days longer. It really is important that we don't exceed the amount that we should be taking our medication.
So if the average course of an antibiotic is sort of 5 or 7 days, even if you just take 1 day off that, then that would be cutting antibiotic use by 12 to 20%. So even though it might sound like just a day, it could be quite important in the grand scheme of things. And as you said, in the UK, that's a couple of days can add up to billions of doses more than is required.
Oh, wow. And so would you say the responsibility does lie with the patient, or is it, obviously the doctor, it should be with the doctor, but then would you say it's kind of both of them working together?
I think that's really important. I think, patients are increasingly part of decision making, and that's a great thing. There needs to be sort of good communication between the doctor and the patient as to what they actually mean when they say take your whole course or take these antibiotics.
Completely. Well, Alan, thank you so much for your time on the show. It's been a pleasure.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.